At all times, you want to make sure that the cork catcher is flush up against the interior of the barrel. I clamp the opposite side of the overlap. You want to start on the opposite side and then move your rivets to the overlap so that you finish up at the overlap. This will ensure that you can move the cork catcher inside the barrel and keep it flush against the barrel all the way around. To fasten the shims to the inside of the barrel, I'm going to use pop rivets. These are 1/8 inch pop rivets, medium length. Short length will not have enough grab to keep the shim against the barrel, and long length will be too long and then it will affect the sediment as it's coming in. Position the drill bit in between the two vise grips or whatever clamps you're using, and you want to drill a hole straight through the aluminum, straight through the shim. You want to drill the hole at the part of the shim prior to the fingers. There's going to be about a half inch piece of shim right at the base before the fingers start, and that's where you want the rivets to go. Drill a hole. Ream out the hole a little bit since it's the same diameter as the rivet, so the rivet can go in easily. Rivet in the gun. Pop it into place. You can use anywhere between 4 and 10 rivets. The more the better, of course. It's just a question of how much time you have and how cohesive the sediments you're coring in. You definitely don't want the sediments to rip the core catcher out of the barrel, and then you'll have to redeploy. As a rule of thumb, we go with 6.